Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Well, greetings and welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. It's your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, yet again on this this is the last Tuesday, and last time we'll be with you in the month of August, 2023. I'm grateful for those of you who kept up with us over the last 7-plus years or so, since 2016. We've had some that have come and gone, and I want to stop for a moment tonight to send a moment of silence, have a moment of silence for Ms. Davida Gunter. She was a guest on our show, and she was an author, a poet. She was a great many things, a grandmother, a mother, a voice around Nashville, Tennessee. Saw in that word that she passed on, I believe it was the other day, a couple of days ago, and we're praying for her family, for her daughter Sarita and her children. We're certainly praying for them. She was again a figure or voice right here on Talk Street and during our time. Now, of course, you know we lost Mama D out of Peoria, Illinois, earlier this year, but we're grateful for, again, the opportunity to stay with you. This is your host, Reverend Dockery. You listen to Talk Straight. And as I said, this is a venue that we've been striving to maintain of national dialogue. And the hope is that you'll have an opportunity to hear something that is useful to you, that is beneficial. But we strive to make sure we offer factual information as best possible. But at the same time, the opportunity to hear varying positions, allowing individuals to opine on various topics. Typically, we'll have a structured show where I will provide a topic of discussion where we'll give some background and we strive to have some sort of reference point that you can go behind us and check it out. So it's not just all opinion and ideas, but there's some reference there that you can have. And that allows me, as your host, keep our conversation grounded, okay, and keep it meaningful. But then, like tonight, we decided to open the lower the stage, if you will, of the lights and open the floor to open mic again. And that's where we allow you, our listening audience, to bring up topics of concern or interest. Of course, we've been going for about an hour now on Tuesday nights from 7 p.m. Central Standard to about 8 o'clock. You have that time now. Give us a call here in the studio. Listen to us on live stream on Facebook and BSC Institute group. Give us a call here. That number to call now is 563-999-3617. And if you've kept up with us in the past, you know that number's changed a little bit, but that's okay. 563-999-3617. That's the number to call in the studio tonight. I've had a few people contact me, call me off air. Last week on Tuesday, a gentleman out of St. Louis who had been a regular caller, he raised a question. I hope he calls tonight. And we won't spend a whole lot of time on it. But he asked me about my endeavors through Dockery Christian Academy to open a Rich Mails. And he also asked me about my efforts to run for public office here locally. Well, both of those things we endeavored. We put our best foot forward, the best that we can, right? And I'm still here. Of course, when we tried to open the private school, Dockery Christian Academy, the concept is still there. We were working on building financial support and other support for it, and we were able to establish a founding board for the school, and advisors and so forth and so on, and sponsors and fundraisers. That was right the beginning of January of 2020. You all know what happened in March, right? Around the mid part of March, our government shut everything down. I understand why they say it was in the name of health and so forth. Nonetheless, since that time, the target group, the population we were hoping to service, and we began to engage parents as well. Prior to that, I did some educational consulting work, and we engaged with a lot of parents around Nashville, Tennessee, where we were looking to open a school. And those things were very positive responses. But when everything was shut down, everybody put in the house, and all effort stops, even public schools, that greatly affected the efforts that, and the successes that we had. I won't say we won't pick it back up, but we diverted our efforts, our energies, and as you may know now, I'm a private business owner, and we sell homeowners insurance, and we sell life insurance, commercial insurance, and those type of things. My hope is that one day we'll be able to fund that effort again, either on a smaller scale or a larger scale, take it to scale. But nonetheless, we did that. And then, again, we ran for office a few times. You all know that. Pastor Wallace was very helpful with us. I sit in and several others. The most recent run was in 2022 for state senate seat. And without going into all the details, I'm impressed, and those around me were impressed with the numbers we had, even though it was said to not be a win. We'll talk about that later. I'll give you a place that you can go and see the evidence for yourself and draw the conclusion. But nonetheless, the seat was awarded to someone else. Okay. Now, what does that say about me? I've always said that when you run for office, you should not only just talk about what you would do if you were in office, clear what you have been doing, and what you would do per event that you were not in public office. The purpose is to run and to serve, right? And even if you're not successful at being in that position to serve as much as I desire to be and prepare myself to be, we continue to serve now. We continue to serve now. So there you go. There you go. I'm not sure what was behind his inquiry, but again, I won't spend a whole lot more time. Hey, Brother Foster. That's my main man right there. Come on in here, Brother Foster. Let me give you the number. I'll put the number in here, Brother Foster. Give me a call. Just say hello to me. Just, yeah, you ain't got to stay a long time. All right? That number to call is 563. Yeah? 999. Yeah? 3617. Put nobody on blast. You know, you don't have to necessarily state your name, but I know I already put him on blast. That's my main man, though. He know what I'm talking about. He know what I'm talking about. Y'all give me a call or post your question or comment. Sometimes people at work, and they may not be able to be on the phone. And, you know, you're at work, you want to throw a little something out there. It's open mic. It's open mic. So y'all just tell me what you want to talk about, and we'll talk about it. And until you get with me, I talk until you get ready to you understand. But I appreciate each and every one of you. Grateful for you. So that's what we do. We're public servants, and we're grateful for this platform, Talk Straight, this podcast, that, again, has been going for 7 years now. And we're grateful that God has blessed us to be able to have a good man on here with us, helping us out, holding in the gap there. Here he is right here. But Pastor Rich, two-time R. First, his first book was Still High, where he talked about how you turn around a bad to a good. And then he described that process in his next book. And he said, the flip side. And here you go, right? Let him do his own talking. That's Ricky Wallace. Welcome, sir.
Hey, now, all right, what's going on, Pastor Doctor?
I've learned you can't talk for a giant. You got to let him talk for himself. I was just telling him, I was talking about you, man. I can't tell y'all the stuff we were talking. I can't tell y'all what they were saying about it. But we were talking about you.
Hey, man. That's all right, brother. At least it was in conversation. At least something came up about it.
Then they talk about Jesus. Yeah, they did.
That's man, that's a good thing, though. It's not bad.
All right.
At least it's being talked about. That's good enough.
Come on, man. Songwriter said, you can talk about me just as much as you please, but the more you know, stay on, man.
Amen. Yeah, yes, sir. That's needed, brother.
Speak to my soul. Talk to me. Give me some good news.
It's always a pleasure, man, to to just get lined up and get a little bit closer to the one who made this universe, man. And that's just the one I heard about. And I think about it sometime. I think about how he said that he's able. And being that he's able, man, I just want to acknowledge him before I go any further. And then I can say, man, God is an awesome God because of that, because I remember not long ago, just a few days ago, I was out on the street corner, and I made known to Pastor Dockery, you know, that I'd be out there, and as I had stayed on the journey, and the time was winding down, and here come a brother at the red light, made the turn and pulled over, man, and just gave it a drive-by, stop-by, you know.
Yes,
and, brother, and it was a joy to have you to come over, and you blessed the corner, man. You had people blowing their horn and everything when you got there, man. You got to, you know, make it known about how good God is, and it was just a magnified moment. And, it's just the thing about the scripture says, he said, if I be lifted up, man, he said, he'll draw.
Mm.
Believe me, brother. A lot of people were stopping by, man. They was being blessed by driving through, man. It's like a drive-through blessing for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I just appreciate you coming out and blessing the corner, brother.
I always like to go to a good party, man. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party because a Holy Ghost.
That's right.
How they say it? That's a real one.
That's a real party there, brother. Yeah, on the corner.
And we're both busy, and I know it's been a minute since we hooked up, you've been doing some things there as a shepherd there, you know, standing in the gap, and we appreciate you. We know you're out there doing your thing, man. We We understand. Of course, Pastor Lomax has been on with us at the beginning of the year, and he's been a little under the weather here. So y'all keep him in your prayers. He would be here if he been a little under the weather there. I talked to him yesterday.
That's right.
As a matter. Talked to him yesterday.
Okay, that's good.
We're grateful to have soldiers, man, on the battlefield. People that are willing to.
Without a doubt.
Something that I saw that I know you can relate to, and you feel free to, if it's another topic of discussion, we can go straight there. But I just saw, I'm looking at reading articles and looking at the news, and I saw where now some people in the campaign, some people campaign for the president, Republican primary, and one fellow who's Indian, and I don't hold that against him, He raised a question in the debate about fatherlessness and how the government had taken over for women with children, raising children by themselves. And I said, wait a minute, little dude. He's about 35.
Okay,
years
now, let me ask you this. Let me ask you before you go any further. You said the guy did what now? What did he do?
He's running for president as a Republican. Little 35-year-old guy. He filthy rich. You know, he's of Haitian descent, so he's Indian, right? I don't know which part of India he's from. But anyway, he's been over here. He's doing all right for himself. And financially, you know, got a little money.
Filthy rich.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I ain't looking in his wallet, man. But, look, you know, he talks about how he got several businesses. You understand?
That's right.
What struck me is of all the people that was on the podium up there talking, young man raised the issue of fatherlessness and how the government is encouraging women to raise children without fathers. I said, wait a minute. Now, that sounds familiar. Huh?
Yeah.
That's familiar. I wonder where I heard that from. And then all of a sudden, I asked myself, I said, Self, well, I said, man, you know what? Well, you know you've been talking about that for years.
Yeah.
Right. Quit playing, man. He's been listening to you.
Yeah.
And now you're going to take what you're talking about. You're going to jump on the bandwagon when it's convenient for him.
Oh, man. Wait a minute. You say, so he's been listening. He's been paying attention.
Somebody.
Now he's going to take it and say he's bringing it to the table instead of admitting where it came from.
Exactly. Like this is brand new information, huh?
Okay.
Like ain't nobody telling about this. Like,
I thought that was one of the tricks of the enemies, man. You know, the enemy moves like that, pretend to be something that he's not, and then say, "Oh, look, you know, guess who started that?" Man, come on, stop playing, brother. You've been tapping into where it's coming from.
And we know
I got you.
We know this. What that says to me, Pastor, is I was just talking about how Kat from St. Louis, he asked me about the school. And so now he's going to wait till the last minute. If he call in at all, he's going to wait till the last minute. We're not going to waste time on that no more because I covered it already at the beginning of this show. And I was just explaining to the listener, and I covered it for the sake of the listening audience. There are people who communicate off the air. In fact, sister from Virginia just called me last week, as a matter of fact, and she was checking in with us, basically. But I said that to say that you don't have to worry about what I'm doing. And interestingly enough, guess what, Pastor? The things that we've been talking about on this air, there's some other folks paying attention too. They listen.
Okay.
Even if they ain't doing nothing, they listen.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
They still listen. They're tuning in.
Right. Our purpose is to what? The Bible said, how can the people hear, help me out, brother preacher, without what?
Without a preacher. Yeah, without a preacher, brother.
And then they ask another question. And how can the preacher preach it? What? The temple's over.
Except
see what I'm saying? I'm doing my job. We'll let the chips fall where they may. We started the Dr. Christian Academy with the aim, interest, intent, still have it, to help young men who are falling, literally dying in the streets.
That's it.
That's what we started. That's why we did it. We didn't do it for fame or glory. We talked about fatherlessness and fatherhood. We ran for office with the expressed intent to bring a legislative aim at addressing some of those same issues, right? Never mind what the devil meant it for bad. I meant it for good. You understand what I'm saying? But guess what? I'm grateful
for
you guys. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to shut up and give you the wheel. We still here. Somebody say I'm still here.
That's key right there. That's key because, you know, if it's that you're still standing, you always remember, Pastor Dockery, that it's not the horse that wins the race. It is the one that lasts the longest, man. And I'm telling you, that's why the instruction has been given. You know, you got to teach a person how to start, how to go through, and how to end. That's why Jesus himself speaks that way. Let it be known that he's the author and the finisher of your faith. So he said, keep the faith. Don't worry about how people come out and speed and go so fast where they look like they left you way behind. But I'll tell you one thing. I ain't never seen a turtle run. But he still get to the finish line. You know? And that's been me. My coach even called me when I was growing up. Because I was a little husky fella. He called me slow motion. But guess what he knew? That once I hit the baseball field, I'm going to get the job done. Once I hit the basketball court, I'm going to get the job done. Once I hit the football field, I'm going to get the job done. So when the enemy snatched me up in the streets, he knew I was going to get the job done. But what he didn't know, Pastor Dockery, is that one day I was going to get to the flip side. You know? So whatever a person does in life, as long as he's faithful, God can see the faithfulness in this person. So, see, God know the faithfulness in Pastor Dockery, brother. So let him talk. Amen. Let him talk because if you don't have a footstool, brother, you can't be exalted no way. So you got to have an enemy for you to be exalted.
So you step on him, huh? Don't say it like that.
Yeah, according to the scripture. He said, sit right here at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool, which means that if you stay humble, keep doing what you're doing, and notice that 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 states it very well. It says, in such a powerful way, it says, humble yourself up under the mighty hand of God, that he will exalt you in due time, not the people who are saying all manner of things against you, because that's the footstool that gets you, you know, exalted. So you're good, but you just keep doing, keep fighting, man. You know, that's what I would say. Just keep fighting.
Absolutely.
And that's what you've been doing, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's good to see that there are good men out there on the battlefield. We may be we may be having battles and scrimmages at different ends, but we're still on the same battlefield. We'll come together in the middle.
Hey, brother. Amen. You said it so well. You said it so well, man. And by you coming out and you let it be known, you know, that we're toiling, that means that, you know, it's not over.
No.
You know, it's really not over. And why would people who is against something all of a sudden say, well, come on, you welcome to do what's right? Well, if do what's right is not on the agenda, why would they call on somebody like you and I?
That'll preach right there, sir. That'll preach right there.
So I understand, brother. So, and I know you understand because you got something to bring to the table, man. Listen to me, man. Listen to me. Just for a moment. I'm going to turn it back over to you just a second.
Go ahead. You got the flow, man.
You have something to offer. You don't even have to have a concern for hurting people, man. You come up with a genuine way of teaching your kids, and they are very productive, but you still have a heart for unnecessarily, I would say, you have a compassion. You don't even have to have it. It's like, why would you have to have compassion on somebody? It's not necessary for you to do that. Your kids are doing very well. Why would you have compassion on other people? Well, I'll tell you why.
Uh-oh.
Because you got a heart for God, brother.
Amen.
You got a heart for God, and you're not going to let nobody tell you to throw them kids away that doesn't have no knowledge like your kids have. That's not going to work with you.
No,
brother,
that's all
you got some kids, man. No, and you got some kids, brother, that I'm talking about taking your teaching and applying it. So you have a lot to be thankful for. But the key to it is, though, look at how you care about other kids, man. That's unfortunately not there yet. And then you desire to put a school in motion that could get them there, brother. I don't blame the enemy. I'll shoot shots at you, too, because if that take place, man, that'll be ongoing, you see. You know, that'll help somebody to say, hey, we got hope now. We got hope. Yeah, so, yeah, just keep doing it.
That's it. And, you know, Pastor, I appreciate that. I do. All of this is on the backdrop of the 60th anniversary of Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech in Washington, D.C. And that's
all
good.
Right.
That's good. Question is, 60 years later, what we doing with it? You know what I mean? And I think if King got up after right now and looked around, he'd say, hold up, man. This ain't what it was all about. This ain't what I
said. Amen. He say, I didn't stand up there for nothing. That's what he would say. He had to say something like this. I did not stand up here for nothing now. You know, I stood up here because I was willing to go through what I had to go through to get you where you need to be. And that's what I know he would have to say, something like that. Because he stood, brother, knowing that it won't be long. Not that it wouldn't be long. He stood knowing that it won't be long. In other words, he was there for that moment. You know, that when it occurred, he was in peace, man, in spite of what they did to him. He was still in peace. It had to be.
And put it all on the line, Pastor. He wasn't a rich man. He was not a rich man.
No.
We're talking about Dr.
No.
He could have been.
No, go ahead.
He could have been, but he wasn't. And his family basically didn't have a whole lot to leave his family other than a very powerful legacy, you know? And but for those of us that are still here now, the question is, you yourself are serving, obviously a public servant right here, and we heard your story about what motivated you to work as hard as you do to serve. But even when we're done, Pastor, the question is, how is it that we can do something for others to follow up on? You follow what I'm saying?
That's right.
And to keep.
That's right.
That's really what's most important. So it's really not about you or me or any monetary gain or any personal gain we get, but the reward, the intrinsic reward. See, it's an extrinsic, external and an intrinsic reward. The external is the outer reward.
That outer reward, that appearance right there, that thing, that appearance, but that end is man.
That's right. You're trying to make me preach, man. Stop. Leave me alone.
That's it, brother.
The intrinsic reward that you get on the inside. Come on now. Knowing that a different way, that you flip the side. You made it over to the flip side. You turn things around. You understand? The Bible asks the question, says, what profit a man
to gain
the whole world?
Not some of the world, but the whole world.
The entire world, Pastor.
But then what comes after that? What would he give in exchange?
What's up with that?
That's pretty deep right there, because that's where the rich and the poor come in at. See, the rich is not willing to say, I'm willing to turn all of mine over just to make sure that I don't lose my soul.
My Lord.
While the poor man is hungry for your crumbs and you refuse to lay it on
him.
Refuse to. Because the joy comes from seeing the poor man hungry, seeing him craving, seeing him, you know, at a point where he's almost at a point where he can't do nothing but beg. and say, please, wow, Master, give me the crumbs that fall from the table.
But I heard,
thank God.
My good friend JC said something like this, that it's easier to thread the eye of a needle with a camel
than it is to enter into the kingdom.
I said, wait a minute now. You know how big that's a camel is. And you know how small a little hole. I can't hardly get it. Yeah, you know, I mean, when I try to sew my clothes.
It's not going to work, man. I'll be shaking trying to get that needle put together, the thread to go in it. Yeah.
I said, wait a minute. What kind of parable is that? It's easier to thread a needle with a camel than it is for a rich man. And then it made me start thinking about myself. Do I want to be rich, really? Do you really want
to
be rich? That's
right, bro. Well, this is the thing about how it is to be humble. You know, when a person have a heart to give on the real side, then, you know, compassion will start to just flourish. And there is a few people that I heard about, man, that actually, you know, gave it all up just to have peace. And I had a chance to hear a brother. Actually, he's in my book. I had a chance to hear this man speak one time, man. And, you know, I was still in a drug game. I was still, you know, giving and dabbing because that was a lifestyle in which I had learned, and I had broke away. I had gotten away from, you know, putting drugs in my body, but I got to a point where I was tired of doing harm to my own people. You understand? And so I didn't care about the money anymore, but I was still doing it, and it was because it was a lifestyle. And God led me to go hear a man speak one day. I had already told one of my partners that I was going to walk away from the game. I wasn't going to be in it that much longer because I just had it on the inside. It was something deep on the inside that said to me, I know you don't like what you're doing. And that was correct. I hated it. And then I finally got a chance to hear this man speak. And while he was doing his parable, he held his hand out and said, if I had a choice between millions of dollars and a peace of mind. Now, I didn't know what he was going to say because he had already said, he said, I've been all over the world. I've had the millions of dollars. He said, I was a drunk for 30 years. But he still was living the life, you know what I mean, of wealth. But when he made that motion to put his hands out there and say, if I had a choice between the millions of dollars, that was in one hand, and in the other hand, he said, versus a peace of mind. I said, I wonder what he's getting ready to say. He said, I take a peace of mind every time. When that man said that, I knew I had a chance. That man said he'll take a peace of mind, not most of the time, not sometimes. He said every time. And a year later, I walked away from the game, brother. Hadn't looked back since. Gave it all up for a peace of mind.
I got to ask, how many years has that been, Pastor? Now,
since
how many years?
1997, brother. I walked away in 1997. I was tempted. Yes, sir, I was tempted constantly, man, for about 4 or 5 straight years. Tempted, you know, to just go one more time, just one more time, just one more time. And I just kept saying, this is how I handled it, Pastor. See, I know it's hard for people to walk away from it, but I'm going to tell you this right here. Every time somebody would come to me and would ask me to just get it for them one time, and I couldn't say no, but this is what I said. I said, not right now. That's the best I could get. And see, not right now meant so much to me because I had to use it because I didn't know how I was going to get through it. I was used to getting the money. I was used to preparing the people, you know, distributing. I was used to that. And so when I stopped, I called myself, I'm done. But every time somebody came to me, you know, was asking me, are you ready yet? I said, not right now. Not right now. If I could have put a song out, it would be called Not Right Now.
All right.
I'll get back to you on that note, Pastor Doctor.
Wow.
It's 2023 now, and I still say, not right now.
Okay. Well, we thank God for the victory. huh? And for the testimony.
Yes, sir, brother.
But you know one thing I know about a testimony. You can't have a testimony. Yes. The proof of test to be tried, huh? And
go ahead,
tempted
brother.
Inside. Huh?
No. Watch out, Pastor, man. Watch out, man. You're talking about trying, brother. Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
But I heard somebody say, I believe it was Job. Job said, after he's tried me, I shall come. Like,
go ahead.
Oh. Ain't nothing wrong with being
not
tried.
Not a must. Not a must. No, sir. Yeah, not a must. After you tried, you say he must. There's going to be no ifs, ands, buts about that. Yeah, nothing wrong with being tried, because you will be tried, man. That's what the enemy does. He will try you, especially when he knows that you're used to something, and then you're doing all you can do to be removed from it. It's not easy, and I tip my hat out to every man, woman that deal with things like that, man. When they're out there, you know, sometimes, you know, they think about they want to stop doing this and that and other, but don't know how. So I pray and I believe that what we're doing right now could encourage the brothers and the sisters, because they both are getting caught up now, and it doesn't take nothing but a moment for them to get captured into the mess, man. You know?
Right. That's
nothing but a moment.
Right. Nothing but a second.
But I found out also, Pastor Doctor, you know, that it takes a moment to get free from it. You just don't feel like it. You know,
because
the scripture does say, I'll let you have it. He said, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, that's how fast you can get free from it.
Okay. That's a good segue to the other side. Take a brief break. And since we were asking a question about Dr. Christian Academy and what we were doing there, it's still alive. Let's go to do a little commercial break right here, and then we're going to hear from the sister. Ain't going to let nobody turn me around, right? Come right back. I want to ask more about that. That last thought you hit, in a moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can be changed, man. Yeah.
That's
There's
it.
Some people who feel over for. All right, let's get to it. 563-999-3617. Call me right now. Don't get in the studio. 563-999-3617. What's that number, Doctor? What's the number? Call, man. I want to 563-999-3617. We'll be right back. You listen to Talk Straight.
Two things are true about students in urban American public schools. There are some students who do well and go on in life to become productive citizens, while there is a secondary population of students who go on to live lives that aren't so socially acceptable. While this secondary population of students, some 18% in Nashville, Davidson County, exhibit a number of behavioral issues and face extradition, it's no wonder why those students struggle to succeed academically. If they can't follow the simple rules of order, how are they expected to be focused enough to learn? I'm Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, and I have recognized the needs of this population continually being unmet, despite the best efforts of many dedicated educators over the years. As a result, my experience as a former special education teacher, youth counselor, and candidate for local and state offices, I've developed a school model to help address this troubled population. Dockery Christian Academy is a private, non-denominational Christian school whose primary focus is engaging parents as partners with educators and teachers in order to develop pro-social character for student learners. I'd love to share more information with you about this innovative education model. So please connect with me at www.dockery.com. DocAcademy.org. That's DocEry, Academy.org. Connect with us on Facebook at Dockery Christian Academy, or use the hashtag @2020DCA. Thank you. I look forward to engaging you. Together we can make a difference for all of our children.
You're much more than the struggles that you go through. You're not defined by your pain, so let it go. You're not a victim.
From the west side of Nashville, I did hang out on Joe Johnston as well. And in the barbershop, you know, you're talking about the barbershop boys, man. I mean, that was a group of brothers, you know, that kept it real. And and like you said, you know, time came by and it come 8 years ago, you was able to run into the brother, which happened to be me. And I was our standing, you know, when I think about it, you know, I was the kind of person that could play basketball. I thought maybe you might have heard that, you know, instead of outstanding in the streets. But check this out. Here's the good news. You say, but you got a chance to meet the person today. And I would like to say, yes, that person can change, man. And it was hard for people to believe that my life did change. Even today, some still have a hard time because that mentality has a strong style to it, especially apparently the way I got down with it. But let's go according to the scripture does say, if they don't want to believe me, you know, it's like, it's a mystery though. You know, it says, behold, I'll show you a mystery. It's like, pay attention. We shall not all sleep. You see, that's the thing about it, you know, but we shall all be changed. So if we all shall be changed, that includes Fat Ricky. Don't act like Fat Ricky can't change because he was so deep into what he was into. He said, for we all can change. And that's why I said that, brother. So whoever is dealing with issues in their life, when it come down to that drug is so powerful, Pastor Doctor, that it would capture the person when they try for the first time. And most of the time, a person get hooked on that first one, most of the time. And thank God for those that didn't and for those that don't get hooked on it. But I'd like to go a little bit further when it talks about that when a change do come. Oh, man, what a time. What a time, man. And that's the thing about it. It says, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, that's how fast change can take place for the good or for the bad. Like you got innocent people, and they'll take a hit, and they'll change all of a sudden, man, and all of a sudden they're somebody else. They're not who they really was, you know. Right. And I encourage people right now. That's why the book is entitled Still High. Because you mentioned it earlier about I got a different kind of high now. This is the high that gets you higher and higher, and you don't even have to take another hit. Just take one hit. The scripture says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. So if a person ever take that hit and learn to trust in the Lord on the real side, then they can experience what it's like to change. And that's what I want to say. And how that took place was, as you mentioned about the second book entitled The Flip Side. A person have to know on side one of your life, that's the side that you used on. If that happened to be you right now, I'm talking to someone that may be tuned into the broadcast. If you're hooked up and you've taken that hit, you're on the first side one of your life. Look at it as an album because that's what the flip side is all about. Now we're going to simply flip it over to the second side. That's the new you. I want to talk to some people that don't mind being the new you. Amen. Meaning that the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. That means that you got to flip it over and then get ready for the new, because it says, behold, means to pay attention, because all things become new. That's how a person can change, man. Even Fat Ricky. So go ahead and be convinced that if you change Fat Ricky, surely they can change you. And that's what I would like to say to those that are having a hard time. And, yes, it's not going to be easy because temptation is real. It is real. It is definitely real, no doubt. As soon as you change, the enemy's going to come at you trying to make you think that you haven't changed. But all you have to do is say you heard a man that was on Talk Straight, and he's letting it be known how he changed. Turned it over to God, kept it in his hand, and he gave me the flip side, and it does work. And Pastor Doctor, maybe somebody is listening right now. They would like to find out how they can get those books. And I'm sure you wouldn't mind telling them the number that they can call, brother.
Well, and I'm going to give them two numbers. I'm going to give them one number, and you give them another. This number you called tonight, we got about 10 more minutes. 3-999-3617. And you can talk to the man right here. But I want you to, if you don't mind, give a number that they can reach you or some contact information, Pastor.
Yes, sir. And it is area code 615-524-8625. Again, 615-524-8625. We'll be glad to assist you.
Right. We had a powerful dialogue last week when I came out to your ministry on the street there, and I asked you a question. You answered very directly. I said, suppose my struggle is not with drugs, it's not with heroin, it's not with crack cocaine, it's not with marijuana. Suppose I got a weakness with women or weakness with alcohol or with gambling or just no drive, I got a mental block. What if that's my problem? And you answered that. You said that I heard you recite a scripture. I believe it was somewhere in Luke. I'm seeing Luke somewhere.
I remember that dialogue we had. You're right. And Luke chapter 1, verse 37 said, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And
slow down,
Pastor
and give it,
Doctor.
Slow down, give it
and
to
let
me,
woman. Luke chapter 1, verse 37 said, for with God nothing shall be impossible. So we're talking about nothing, right? Now check this out, because those addictions don't just come in drugs, and I think that's when you said that I had an answer for that question when you asked me that. You know, what about a person who's not on drugs? And I thought that was very unique, because the drugs is powerful, no doubt about that. We don't want to make no mistake about that. But the book is entitled Still High. So in the beginning of the book, on the back side, when you want to find out what it's about, it says if a person is in a world of addictions, it didn't say drug addiction, a world of addiction, it's information in there for you. You know, it's a biblical-based, I'm talking about practice, guarantee for anyone who is trapped in a world of addiction. That means that you may be addicted to gossip. You know, you can be addicted to lying, addicted to just things that you would like to get free from. And it will have nothing to do with doing drugs. Yes, sir, meddling. You can be addicted to a lot of things. And you don't even know until you try to stop and you find out that you're having a Jones. You just got to say something again. You got to do all those things that make you aware. I got an addiction to gossiping. And you didn't even know it. And so, you know, it's all kind of addictions, man. And we have some knowledge and wisdom for them in the material that we have. So,
Do you mind if I read?
Anyone. Huh?
Do you mind if I offer a formal definition of the word addiction? And this is related to what you said. All right.
Sure.
It says addiction is a chronic relapsing disorder characterized by compulsive drug seeking and use despite adverse consequences. Now put that into all the other vices. You keep on doing it. You have an impulse, a compulsive nature to go toward it, despite knowing that it has bad outcomes. That's right. And what the behavior psychologist suggests in medical science is that it's a chemical based thing that drives the behavior. I would step further. Compulsion, this habit forming, this weakness, this dependency. Is a lie-based thought that the enemy gave.
Oh, man. That's it right there. That's it. That's it.
I got to go there. It's a, what did you say, doctor? I said a lie-based thought.
Yeah, man. It got me. I know that's the truth because it got me. That lie got me for a long time. It got me so strong, Pastor Doctor. You know, it had me so strong and so powerful in the connection with it that when I got free from it, I got upset, man. When I got free from it, I think I liked the lie so much, I didn't even want to get free from it.
Help us on it, though.
That's powerful.
Let me hit on that just one second, Pastor. Cases of addiction is a lie. The basis of addiction is a lie. And what is the lie? The lie is you telling yourself, even though, now I know that there are babies that are born chemically dependent, right? And they can be, but you telling in your conscious mind that I need this behavior. I need whatever my substance, whatever my thing is, my basis of, I need it in order for me to be whole, for me to exist.
Right.
That's a lie.
Straight lie, brother.
That's a lie. And the devil wants you to believe that because he keeps reminding you about a certain time and period when you were in a certain state or condition, right? Then you feel better.
That's so true.
So then you feel better.
That is so true, brother.
I thought I did, but I didn't know it was eating me. It was destroying me. It was withering me away. I love what John 10:10 said. The enemy come but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But
that's
I come
right.
That you might
go ahead.
Have and life more abundantly. And watch this. And you, John said, ye shall know the truth. My God.
Yeah.
Anything that's got, shake it off. Somebody say, shake it off. You shall know the truth and the truth will.
It'll make you. You got to be free then. Once you hook up with it, it'll make you free, man. But you got to have
the truth,
though, because the truth will do just that.
And even though, again,
people, love the lie so much, the lie is so popular and it's so strong, and once you disconnect with it, it's not even going to even feel right. It's like you got to get used to the truth now, and that's what happened to me. I was so hot. I was so upset, man, when I got free from that lie. I said, man, they lied to me for all them years, and I believed it, that I had to have it.
Yeah.
But that was a lie.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I say what the truth? Can I say what the truth is?
Yeah.
Can I say what the truth is?
The truth
is in the beginning of time, God said, let us make man in our likeness and in our image. Huh?
Yeah.
Wait. What you mean, likeness?
That's what the word says.
You weren't made like drugs where you got to have it. No, you weren't made like impulses and all the other things you lie to yourself about. The truth is,
you were made
just like God, have his mind and in his image. But what happened? What happened? The devil came, the enemy came, and deceived you into believing that something than the Spirit of God. Something
my
else was
goodness.
Greater. Like him, he has the ability. Look at your hand. Look at your feet. Look at your arm. Look at your leg. Look at your trunk. You have the ability to procreate, to reproduce, and to exist eternally like God.
And all of a sudden, you turn it over to the enemy.
Then you give it up to the devil. And let him, the young cat
just
that's
like
checking
that.
Out of here. They checking out ahead of time. You know why? Because the devil's convincing to get out it like behavior that cut their lives short. That's why Ecclesiastes 12 says, thou the creator, in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come, they come. They're coming. Don't you got to worry about it. You ain't got to look for trouble. Trouble's looking for you.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had more people
to handle it.
Huh? You ain't got to look for trouble.
How we get out of that?
That's the trouble.
How do we get out of that? The evil days.
Truth is, when we get back in right place with Yehovah Elohim, the Lord God, the creator of the universe, the one that made us, when we start looking like God, we start thinking like God, we start acting like God, you can be free then. That's the truth.
Man, freedom is needed.
And nothing but the truth. So help me, God.
Yes, sir.
It's needed, I'm done. Bro. I'm sitting there. You got it, man. You got it. You talk. Walk us home. Take us out of here. You've been listening to Dr. Green. And it's been open mic. Two grown men been talking about God. But you got it, Pastor. Take us home for tonight.
Yeah, man. So I just thank God for what we had tonight. I think it's been a joy, man. And I trust that someone that was tuned in was able to get something out of it. If it's not for them, maybe somebody that they know, a friend, a family member, just somebody just going down the street that they may see and say, let me tell somebody that I know a man that used to be captured. And all of a sudden, it was on Talk Straight talking about that a person can change. So we leave on this note, Pastor Doctor, because, again, there is a mystery. But I love what the scripture says. It says, according to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it's in verse number 52. It says, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, it says, for the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. A person don't no longer have to walk around dead. They can come alive just by getting to the flip side. So, again, welcome to the flip side, and you'll find it on Talk Straight. Amen. We're talking straight on this tonight, and it's just for you as well. So I yield back to you on that note, Pastor Doctor. Deal with the moment and watch God make you free.
My. Give me that number one more time before we leave, Pastor. How can they reach you offline? One more time before we leave.
Yeah, they can reach me at error code 615-524-8625.
Right.
Error code 615-524-8625. Be blessed and leave the rest in God.
And with that, we'll look for
next week for another episode of Talk Straight. It's real, folks. It's real. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
And we'll see
Thank you.